What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Virtuous Diva and Company. You guys stay tuned for tonight's show with Mr. LaCardio. He is a dating and life coach for men and women. If you need dating advice, hit him up at www.badboymembership. Let me tell you, I have had the pleasure of talking with him one-on-one, and let me tell you, he is giving me some facts and truth when it comes to dating and some of the mistakes I may be making down the road. So, you guys check out the show tonight, and I promise you it's something you definitely don't want to miss. Hey, hit me up. This is your I Am Virtuous Diva. Peace out. It's LaCardio, right?
Yeah.
You know, because I jack up somebody's name in a minute, so I'm just...
Right.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Virtuous Diva and Compton. Let me tell you, I have been trying to get on the dating scene, and I have struggled here and there every so often. And let me tell you, I have just taken the time to say, you know what? Let me wait. Maybe I need some advice. Maybe I need some help along the way. But with that being said, I have a very special guest on the show tonight. His name is Mr. LaCardio. He is a dating, I would give him the dating, you know, life coach. Let's put it in that perspective. Dating life coach. And, you know, I have seen his videos on YouTube and Instagram, and they have just given me a different perspective just in general when it comes to myself and, you know, the men that I'm dating or dealing with. And, you know, we just, you know, ladies, we need some advice. Men, you need some advice too. So, you know, I'm not going to throw you under the bus. But, you know, we all need some help in, you know, after dealing with COVID and, you know, when we're going to go back to, you know, regular living and possible being and how we interact with other people. So, without further ado, Mr. LaCardio, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How's it going with you?
Nothing.
How's everything with you?
Awesome.
I'm glad to be here again. I appreciate you having me on your show. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Well, I'm glad you were able to come back because, you know, we had an interesting conversation last time, you know, right, about just in dating in general. And, you know, that could be just a speck of things, you know, when it comes to just general dating. So, but I want to go into this, you know, because we've had some time alone and we've been in quarantine, and some of us have been with, you know, significant others, and some of us have not been with anybody. Maybe have not been with anybody in general, but, you know, I want to ask this question. How can a woman better satisfy herself when she is trying to date, but not really wanting to put herself out there?
Right. Well, see, that's the thing, is that you actually can't really date unless you put yourself out there. So it's kind of like, you know, it's one of those things where you have to put in some effort in order to get anything going, in order to make anything happen. So there has to be some action that's being taken. So a lot of times, you know, and I noticed this with, and men do this too, but I notice this especially with women, is that there's a lot of hesitation in making a move or trying something new because of things that probably happened in your past that made you say, you know what, I'm tired of dealing with these type of guys, and, you know, it feels like the same thing. It feels like, you know, these guys are out here playing games, like, you know. But at the end of the day, what happens is that instead of being cautious or too cautious about, you know, jumping back into dating, you have to sort of think about, reflect, and learn what happened before, and try to not make the same mistake again. You know what I mean?
So
it's right, but you don't want to be too scared to make a move, because then you're not going to do anything, and then nothing's going to happen.
Right.
So the thing is, you want to be able to make something happen and just learn from the mistakes from the past, and then continue to push forward so you can actually benefit later on down the line. You know what I'm saying?
Those are facts. Those are absolute facts, because I, you know, I think sometimes, as, you know, we're dating, we, you know, we tend to remind ourselves what happened the last time, or what didn't I do the last time, or what could I have done better the last time. And, you know, you beat yourself up. You know, you just, you give yourself no space to grow, or, you know, learn from the experience or anything. And you can be very harsh on yourself. Now, you know, I want to, you know, curve the ball on this, you know, next question. When it comes to a person before dating, and having time with themselves. Some of the things should they do while having this time to myself, and I mean time to themselves and getting to know themselves before putting themselves out there? What could they do?
Right. I think, you know, especially right now, since, you know, there's a lot of things shut down and, you know, because of COVID and all the other things, and people having more time to themselves, I think it's one of those times where I think since you have so much time with yourself, to really give yourself time to reflect on what you really want, so that when you do go back out there, then you'll have a clear understanding of what you do want. Because sometimes what happens is that when you're in the thick of, you know, the hustle and bustle and all these things are going down, you don't actually have time to think and reflect on what happened or what you've been doing. So since you have the time to yourself, you can say, okay, let me recreate or create newer goals and do things differently than last time. And I have the time and the space to really sit down and think about what are some of the changes I want to make happen. And not only just in gaming life, but just in your life in general, because you know, a lot of more people are at home, working at home, you know, doing certain things like that. So people have a lot more time on their hands than they usually had. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So then because you have more time on your hands, you don't necessarily, there's really no need to like rush to do anything. So therefore, these are the times where, for example, when we talk about this, the dating situation, if you're taking time to think about what you want, you can still, you know, hit up people online, do online type of dating, FaceTiming them at first just to like see and sift through different types of guys or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then taking it slow on that angle, it'll make it to where you can easily pick better choices, you know, because you have more time to do that, to focus on that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So I think that's it's a good thing where it's kind of like you can slow down the situation so that you can, you know, make better choices or pick better options.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? I think that could work for a lot of people.
You are absolutely right about that. But you know, Lucardio, I should have been more specific about the question. The reason why I asked that question, because, you know, a lot of us are, you know, do have time to ourselves.
Right.
And we are at home and we're doing certain things. You know, I was thinking about, you know, are there any sexual activities? I should have been more specific.
Any sexual activities a
person by themselves should exercise before, you know, while they are alone, you know, because sometimes we don't know what to do with our time, or are there things that we can do to take our mind off sex or on sex? Because, you know, we deal with a lot of different things. You know, we're at home. You know, we're in a place where we don't, you know, are not normally at often, but we're at work from 8 hours in a day, you know. So I just want to know, are there any sexual things a person can, you know, exercise while they, you know, spending some time alone?
Well, I mean, if they're specifically alone, then I mean, you know, the most you can do is masturbate. But
right.
I would say that. But this is what I would say too, is that right now, I don't even necessarily think you necessarily need to be alone as far as sexual activity is concerned. You can still have. Because, like, for example, what a lot of people are doing now is, because people are quarantining and, you know, things are shut down and there's not a lot of activity going on in certain places.
Right.
There, you know, people are looking at or interacting with people who might have been, like, you know, can we curse on this or no?
Yeah, go right ahead. Go right ahead. This is for adults only.
Okay, cool. So people are dealing with people who were, you know, who are their fuck buddies, you know what I'm saying? Or people that they would have just hooked up with. So you can call up somebody who you probably haven't seen in a long time, because they also are probably most likely not meeting, you know, as many new people. You know what I'm saying? So if there's people, you know, in your phone, in your contact list, and like, oh, let me see what's up with this guy. Let me see what's up with this guy I talked to, you know, a few months ago, whatever.
Right.
And reconnect with those people because they're in the same, you know, most likely in the same type of situation. So you can reconnect with those people. And then also, like I was saying earlier, is that because you have more time, you can still go online, still interact with people, FaceTime them for a little while, feel them out, and then be like, hey, you know, since there's not really that much going on outside,
right,
you know, come over to my place or, you know, let's make that happen.
Right.
So it's still like, the, you know, the concept of still making those sexual connections are always going to be in play because we're still human. We still have needs, and it is what it's going to be. But it's just more so, you know, gathering your resources of the people you used to talk to and seeing what's going on, or the people you're talking to still, and just kind of keep them in the rotation and then keep that going. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you on that, you know, because I like the word rotation. I like the word rotation because, you know, I might get bored or that person might get bored. You know, you got to keep them, you keep them accountable for their, for their position. And I want to ask this question. The reason why I ask that question is because, you know, a lot of us are at home. We're spending time more so home. A lot of us went home to someone or someone. Or we went home by ourselves, or we went home to our kid, and things of that nature. So I just want to know what people are doing to exercise their sexual, you know, this desires. You know, what are they doing to put themselves in a position where they won't get bored if they, you know, do meet a significant other and they do have relations of that nature. What are they doing to, you know, to keep themselves, you know, up to par? You know, you did say masturbation, and I can definitely understand that. I guess another question I want to ask, like, do you think it's going to be really difficult when everything really opens back up and we're without masks? Or how do you think the lovemaking scene is going to be?
Oh, that's an interesting question, because there was actually, I forgot if it was a book or a study or something like that, where they were saying that most likely what's going to happen is that once everything sort of goes back to normal, mm-hmm. you know, to say that people are going to basically be wilding out. You understand me?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be people are going, because what they're saying is that because we've been sort of cooped up for so long, and then when it comes time to where things can go back to where people can go out, socialize, do all these things, they're saying that it's going to be, like, you know, a lot more partying, a lot more, you know, people getting together, a lot more sex happening. And you know, it's going to be like that, you know, at that beginning point, because it's like we've been almost, you know, sort of like suppressing it for a while. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when people get to the point where they can start being social again, there's going to be more of this, like, jump of things really popping off really fast and really quickly, and people just getting together and making things happen, you know, in an even more, like, you know, efficient manner.
Right.
So I think what'll happen is that, you know, once things start to get back to normal, and hopefully it gets that way sooner than later. What I heard, though, is that things might not get back to normal till like 2023 or 2024.
Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Look down. I've been a mess around and got myself pregnant. You can't, right. No, we can't do that.
I hope it don't take that long. I'm just saying, but that's what I was hearing. So, you know, hopefully it's quicker than that. I was hoping this year things will get back to normal by sometime. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I know, right? We'll go to the beach, you know, at least.
Right. So I'm hoping that works out. But yeah, definitely when things start opening back up, it'll be a little, because I know, you know, because we're in New York right now, and New York, it's looking very, very
dry
dead outside.
Look, like, it's looking dry as hell.
Yeah, like, it's nothing going on, because there's, you know, no one can go inside any stores, you know what I mean, as far as, like, restaurants are concerned, and bars and stuff like that. So it's like, it's all takeout, and no, there's a lot of stores that are closed, so there's no real place to go anywhere, do anything. So even when you look out in the streets, I was in Manhattan the other day, and I was in Times Square, and it's like dead out there. Like, I've never seen Times Square that empty, and it's because there's literally nothing going on. You know what
right.
I mean? So it's crazy.
You know, I have just taken into account that, you know, it's going to take some time for things to kind of put themselves back in position.
Right.
But I'm a little hard-headed. So I'm a tad hard-headed on you know, just being cool, you know. And you know, I thought about, you know, I got, you know, when it comes to online dating, you know, I caught myself getting back on there, you know. I hop on and hop off and hop on and hop back off and then I hop back on. And for some reason, I feel like I run into the same type of guy.
Right.
And I'm trying to figure out, like, is something wrong with my pictures? Or did I take the wrong damn picture? Or, you know, what's going on? Because I'm trying to figure out why I'm running into this. And it seems like the same guy, but... Yeah, I think it's like the same type of guy. I run into the same type of guy all the time.
Right. And what type of guy is that?
Now, you know I can't display that type of information. I don't know why the hell you would ask me such a question. You know motherfucking well I cannot disclose type of information on the show.
No,
we're talking about that in person. That's an in-person conversation. Right, no, I would say very, very educated, but very street, too.
Right,
and right. I feel like that I attract that type of guy in a sense. But for some reason, even though I say I'm not looking for a relationship, it's like, you know, I think in the likeness of I would like to have a relationship. A situationship with somebody. Let's put the real word out there. Just situationship with somebody. Not saying that we have to have a relationship or we have to commit to anything, but we have an understanding. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
can I
just get an understanding that this is what this gonna be, and I can be cool with it? Like, I'm just at that point. I'm at that point, and do you think there's anything wrong with that?
No, I think that's it's good that you know what you want, but you know, it's like the I always tell people the dating game, you know, it's all a numbers game. So it's like, you know, it's a constant, you know, it's just really consistent putting yourself out there to see who you're actually gonna connect with. And it's not an easy thing because, you know, it's gonna be a lot of people who are just gonna come and go. A lot of people who are going to fall off, you know what I mean? And it's like, you know, it's one of those things where, like, when you're dealing with so many different types of, like, personalities, and you got to see if you're going to, you know, connect with that person, if they connect with you, it's all those different variables. But I would say the thing that people have to understand is that, and I say especially for women, when you're dealing with a lot of these guys, right, you have to understand that some of these guys, especially nowadays, right, it's gonna be sort of hard to keep their attention, because especially if you're dating, for example, like most women go after like all of the most attractive guys, which makes sense, meaning like. Because if you're online, you're like, I'm going to pick the best guy. Or I'm going to, you know, try to get with the best looking guy or the best guy, the guy who seems like he has, like, you know, he's just, like, very sexually attractive, or the guy who seems like he got the most swag, or the guy who seems like, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to try to pick the best guy you can get. So now what happens is that not only are you picking him, there's another woman picking him. Yeah. But now he has, like, a bunch of women he can get with. So it's harder to lock that guy down or to get that guy in the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As far as, like, a consistent situation. So the thing is, I don't tell women that they need to necessarily settle. But what I would say is to broaden your scope of the type of guy that you're going to date. You understand what I'm saying? Because like you said, you got the street educated guy. You might find a guy who's educated but not that street, who more likely might be in a better situation. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta sort of broaden the aspect just a little bit, not too much, but just a little bit, because you still want to be like attracted to the guy in that sense overall, but you want to be able to broaden the scope of the guy that you can deal with. You know what I'm
saying? Right. You know, more so tolerate, because I'm telling you, the older you get, you tolerating somebody. I don't even care what nobody say. Love is love, but tolerating is having to put up with your mess.
Exactly.
At the end of the day. But you know, I like I said, I'm an open book when it comes to the opposite sex. And I feel as, you know, as life goes on, you know, you like you say, you have to go through a certain, I guess you have to go through a certain function to understand, like, what it is that you're attracted to, who you are attracted to, and why. You know, you go through the rigmarole till you actually settle down or get with the person you know, either you were meant to be with, or, you know, you guys have a really great connection. You know, and I don't want to leave the men out of this, so, you know, I'm going to throw a little man question out here. Why do y'all be lying? Like, why online? Because, you know, y'all be lying. Y'all don't give a sister a damn chance, because...
Let me tell you, so
I feel like men like to lie. If you got somebody to say that on your profile, if you like cats, say you like damn cats on your profile. If you are in love with, I don't give a damn, a book. I don't care. Just stand in your truth, because I feel like a lot of people are, you know, you never know. You can go from the sleaziest online dating site to one of the top rating dating site. But just be honest. You know, just stand in your truth. If you like whatever, you know, be honest with that. So that way you can definitely attract what it is that you're looking for. I feel like a lot of people are not being honest with who they are. And that leaves a lot of people stuck in the mud. How do you feel about that?
Right. Yeah, that's the thing is, you know, it's funny because I'm actually doing a program on men being honest in relationships. But the thing is, the reason why a lot of guys lie is because they think they can't get what they want by being honest. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And so that's the issue. And also, what it is okay, this is how it really goes, is that, let's say, for example, you might have a guy, or, you know, a lot of guys who, if they're honest, they would say, hey, I just want to hook up with a bunch of girls. I just want to have a lot of sex, whatever, right?
Right.
And so when they meet, a large majority of women they meet will say, well, I don't want that. I want a long-term relationship. I want something more than just sex, yada, yada, yada. But these women are saying it to those guys because they're not that sexually attracted to those guys. So they're just going to kind of like say that to those guys. And so now what happens is, because those guys are experiencing women always saying, I want to take it slow, whatever, whatever, the guys who just want sex are going to lie and pretend that they want more than just sex.
Right.
And then so they'll get with these women, and then the women might end up liking these guys, and then the guys just have sex and they keep moving. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so it's just this cycle of how that sort of like goes down. But see, the problem is, though, is that, And I say it's twofold. It's one where men have to be, you know, confident enough to be more honest with women. But on the flip side, women also have to be more confident enough to be honest with men.
You ain't never lying, because some of us got too much damn makeup on and too much weave in our hair.
Right.
And we is pretending to be somebody we is ain't.
Right. That also happens. Because also you got to look at it this way. Like, for example, let's say if we're talking about online dating, some women might present themselves, and I know guys do this too also, but some women might present themselves to look a certain way, and then the guy sees her finally in person, and then she doesn't look how she looks. Right, and then the guy is kind of like, you know, and so it kind of throws the whole thing off, and the woman's like, but what happened? I thought everything was cool, and it's like, he's not feeling it, because it was sort of deceptive based off of what was in those pictures. You know what I'm saying? And so that kind of, you know, throws it off too. But also, what happens is there are times where women, and I actually talked about this in one of my videos I put on TikTok, where I was saying that, and a lot of women didn't get it when I was trying to explain this, and I was saying that what women will do is that, in general, women will make blanket statements to men, right? And then those men find out that those women aren't actually standing by what they say. So then the guys think that the women are kind of like BSing them and playing games. So what I mean by that is this. For example, if I can meet a woman and I might say to that woman, hey, I want to, you know, hook up and have casual sex with you, right? What she's going to say to me is, she's going to say to me, hey, I don't do that. I don't have casual sex. I don't have sex with guys quick, and I make guys wait 3 months. So now in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, well, I guess she makes guys wait 3 months and she doesn't have casual sex. Then next tomorrow, that same girl is gonna meet some guy off of Tinder and have casual sex with him.
Right.
So the question is she a woman who has casual sex, or is she a woman who doesn't have casual sex? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And so the thing is that guys, we're taking women at face value, and then when we realize that that's going on behind the scenes, then guys get hit to that, and then guys are like, you know what? I'm just gonna, you know, I'm gonna lie too. I'm gonna pretend too. I'm gonna like be, you know. So they're just like whatever. And so it's a lot of those things that happen that a lot of people don't speak about or talk about,
right,
that cause people to react to each other in these ways where they'll start lying because they're like, well, that last girl I tried to get with, you know, she said she was trying to get down and you know, make something happen on some, you know, casual stuff. And when I got to her house or when she came over, she started acting funny. So I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, so it's
wow,
a lot of like different things that go down like that where that happens, and that causes more men to just sort of be like, you know, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just lie,
whatever
I need to say, you know, and that's it. You know?
They need to create a damn website for their asses, because let me tell you, that's not fair. You know, like I said, you never know if you're going to find somebody on the sleaziest website, app, to the most luxurious type of app, you know, when it comes to dating, you know. So you have to really put yourselves out there and, you know, try, you know. I'm not in a position where I want to say, hey, yeah, look, I'm ready to settle down. You know, I think you need to come with honesty within yourself to say where you are in your life, because you can't do what everybody else is doing. You can't do that. And the reason why you can't do that, because you're not there. You know, you can't.
Right.
Everybody's not meant to be married. Everybody's not meant to be in these long-term relationships. Everybody, you have to figure out where you are in your walk or in your journey to say, you know what, this is where I am. Maybe I'm in a stage where I need to be single. Maybe I'm in an area where I need to be isolated, or maybe I need to be an area where I need to get out and meet people. And that, in that type of sense, I think you need to confront yourself, you know, and think about where you are in your life, because everything is not for everybody, you know. And the more you try to make something happen or work, the more you're working against what's supposed to be for you. You know, I just feel like I'm thinking like, you, why would you play yourself?
That's true.
Why would you play yourself? You know, think about it. But, you know, like I said, we don't learn this in school, cardio. We don't learn this in school. So now we're stuck with it. You know, now we're stuck with the what ifs. You know, but, you know, I say check yourself first. Self-check, self-awareness. You know, be honest with yourself. Stand in your own truth, you know, before you bring somebody else in the picture. You know, because like attracts like.
Right, exactly. That's true.
So I am so happy you were able to join me on the show tonight. You guys check out. Let them know where they can find you. Find you, Mr. LaGuardia. I almost choked on my water.
Yeah, so you guys can definitely find. I have a bunch of websites, but if you're on Instagram, hit me up at Real Mr. Locario. That's on the Instagram. Also, my website is MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. That's my main site. So the guys also have a site called Bad Boy Membership, and that's a membership program for men that teaches them, you know, step-by-step tutorials on how to, you know, attract women. And I also have a website for women called hewantsyou.com. That's hewantsyou.com. And you can go there and get my free program, you know, 7 effective tips on how to find and keep a man. And, that's pretty much it. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, Ms. Locario. Well, we are so excited that you took the time out to join us on Guy Talk, because we need more advice when it comes to dating, just men and women all the way around. So we won't be, we won't put ourselves out there too much in 2021 because we never know what the hell gonna happen. But I'm so happy that you joined us on the show tonight, and please do come back again if you got anything you want to share with these ladies and gentlemen when it comes to their love life, because they need help. So you guys be easy, be blessed. This is your girl, Virtuous Diva, and come to peace out.
All right, take care.
All right, bye.
Peace.